Florentijn Hoffmann loves toys, and he has lots of them. The artist from the Netherlands uses them as models for his works, such as this mini gorilla. His latest project is 1,000 times the size of the toy and about 15 meters tall.
So what I'm actually always searching for is the right skin on the right object at the right situation. And we copied all the designs on A4 paper, and we cover it on this inflatable, on this huge monkey, huh?
His sculptures are above all enormous, like this gigantic penguin. Or his best-known work, an enormous rubber duck. In 2009, he installed the 10-meter-tall figure in Japan, then sent it off around the world.
I thought, wow, if I enlarge this and throw it in public space, it looks like this giant baby or child is throwing around with his toys. And to be honest, I am this baby, this child, this who throws around his toys around the world. I had this Japanese businessman, and he bought one rubber duck of me in Japan, in Osaka. And he had a wish to fly on and above the rubber duck. A man, 65 years old.
Hoffmann earns a good living from his work, even though the costs of producing them often add up to five-figure sums.
I like this factor, that it surprises people. You normally you do your thing during the day, you go to work, you have an appointment, you go to your family or friends, and in between I try to grasp you, to get you out of your normal daily life, and to let you stop and look.
Hoffmann studied art at a small university in the Netherlands. In 2002 he made his first oversized work. Every model is the result of painstaking research and countless sketches.
So it starts with the drawing and then modeling. So before you start making it at the location in concrete, I know the sculpture from top to bottom. But funny enough, I make big sculptures, but it always starts with a small model.
Florentijn Hoffmann designs the pieces. Technicians and craftsmen build them on site. The steel man is 10 meters tall. It's been standing in Amsterdam since 2011. His sculptures dominate cityscapes, often for just a short time. Many are just temporary, like this inflatable bunny in Rotterdam. It's 13 meters tall. Even though Hoffmann develops the ideas for his works on his own, he always assembles them with a team. Four assistants are helping him with his latest project.
It has more value if people work along, volunteers, people adopt the project. And it starts with this, you know, to bring a sculpture in public space. You need people to spread the word. And if you have really positive and high focused people around you that work along with you, the project becomes and increases and becomes better.
His big monkey is finished. It took 4 days to stick on all the sheets of paper. It was unveiled in Rotterdam over the weekend, but as is often the case with Florentijn Hoffmann, it'll only be there for a limited time.